Surprised you, didn't I? Yeah, what happened to Shei Bona Beis HaMikdash? Well, I first of all, of course, that was Yesula Rosenblatt with Shir HaMalos, a little different version of Shir HaMalos. I guess I could say that one of the reasons that I decided to change it just for now, maybe for a while, I'm not quite sure, is that later on I'll be playing the composer, the chazan who composed it, Israel Shore, after next two or three selections, and I figured, hearing it twice and hear it from the composer would be enough for this evening. Okay, time is going by so quickly, so fast. A week from this coming Sunday, that's 2 weeks from yesterday, believe it or not, is the debut of the Cantorial Trio. Of course, by now you know who they are, Yanky Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller. The accompanist will be Danny Gildar, and there were a couple special arrangements that were made for the trio by Israel Adelson. I was able to raise some money to form the trio and to have these arrangements made, and I'm very pleased, very very pleased, very proud of what is developing. About 6 or 8 weeks ago, at a home in Livingston, we had a recital of the trio, and everybody was blown away. Yeah. And I will tell you this, Shimmy Miller has, the other two are wonderful chazanim, but Shimmy Miller has developed into a fine young cantor, and he is following in the footsteps of his wonderful father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. So if you haven't purchased the tickets yet, you're listening to this, I know, on the computer. So if you go to the homepage and go to the upper right-hand corner, there's a direction on just how to log on to Merkin Hall and order the tickets online. And you can select your seat. Well, we're 40% sold out, so there are still some good seats left. And I always predict a sellout. And I always say, don't come crying to me if there are no seats available. Right now, there are seats available. And you know the way it works. People like to wait to the last minute. So I feel pretty pleased that we've sold so many tickets so far. And I'm giving you fair notice. I want to see you there. I know you're going to enjoy this. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. And these are three dynamite young cantors who really, for me, assure the future of Chazanis. I think, let's see, what do I have? Is the first selection that we'll be playing. Unfortunately, I don't have many good recordings of Muller and Miller, but this is an album that Yanky came out with. It's not his the full album, but it was a mixed album of about a year or so ago. And let's hear him chanting Halabein Chatoenu, Yanky Lemmer.
Hot with
If he's this good at the age of 28, imagine, just imagine what the future holds. That was Yankee Lemmer. And, you know, I ran concerts in 1992, 3, 4, and 5 in New Jersey, in New Brunswick, and, you know, my involvement with Cantor's World. And I've met a lot of cantors throughout the years. And I must tell you, I've dealt with a lot of different personalities, and it is such a pleasure to see the way these three young men work together. Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller. It's a delight. It really, really is a delight. And I'm just so pleased at the way the group has developed. So I encourage you to purchase your tickets. They're $35 and $75 for the preferred seating. And well, there is no such thing as a bad seat. And interesting, no microphone. There will be no sound system. So you'll hear the real voice. If you haven't been to Merkin Hall, it's a small hall, but the sound system, the acoustics, are wonderful. And this will be something different. And it's at 2:00. And those of you who already purchased tickets, you know that it's my policy to start on time. So when I say 2:00, please be there. Okay. Julian and Mickey, we all just basked. And Alan, we were so pleased to be to hear Helf got this past Shabbos. He was in he's always great, but he was in rare form this past Shabbos. And for those of you who haven't been to the live davening, you're really missing out. You should find a way, call Park East and find a way to get hospitality, or there are hotels very nearby in walking distance, and you should really take the opportunity to hear this wonderful chazan. Okay, next we're going to hear Moshe Shulhoff with Hamaavir Bonov. Moshe Shulhoff. Well, in case you didn't realize, that was from a live performance at the Dohony Street Synagogue in Budapest. Let's hear one more selection from that album. This is Achenu, called Beis Yisrael.
Achenu, 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 kol beis Yisroel. Achenu, Achenu, kol beis Yisroel. Anisunim batzorah uvashiviyo. Achenu, Achenu. Kol beis Yisroel. Yeah.
I stand corrected. The Dahomey Street Synagogue is pictured on the album, but all the selections were from live performances in Canada, the United States, Hungary, Germany, and Israel, and in Toronto. So that was Moshe Shulhoff. Okay, I haven't played Moshe or Israel Shore for quite a while, and I think it's time. And I was in the car, quite frankly, listening to some of this wonderful davening, if you will. So let me tell you a little about him. Israel Shore was born in 1886 in Austria. He died in 1935 in New York. This is from the Collectors Guild album, album cover, and I'm just going to read it quickly. Possessor of a beautiful soprano voice, the boy, Israel, sang frequently for the Reimanover Rebbe, and at the age of 16 became his chazan. 2 years later, in 1904, he was called to Lemberg to succeed his distant relative, the celebrated Borach Shore. There he remained until the outbreak of World War II 10 years later. Drafted into the Austrian Army, Shore was assigned to non-combat duty because of his religious principles. After the war, he served as cantor in Czechoslovakia and Krakow, Poland, and in Pestian, Hungary. In 1924, Shore came to the United States. His first position was at the Yeshiva of Harlem. In 1928, he chanted the High Holiday Services in Chicago, where officials of the Chicago Opera made him tempting offers. These he declined to return to New York, serving at Adas Yesharon of Brooklyn, that's from 1928 to 31, and Kehilath Israel of the Bronx, 1931 to 1934. Less than a year after chanting the High Holiday Services at Chovevei Torah in Brooklyn, he died at the early age of 49. His voice was a mellow, resonant, dramatic tenor with a range that extended into the baritone register. Okay, first of all, the first selection will be his composition, which Moshe Kuzovitsky made famous, I guess you would say. Maybe it was famous before then, but Israel Shore's own composition, Sheibono Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, yeah, boy, now. Mais amigos,
I just checked the record dating charts, and all of these recordings were from 1926 and 1927. Let's hear another composition of his that was made famous by Leibel Waldman, Lefichach Anachnu. Again, this is Cantor Israel Shor, the composer of Sheibun Beis HaMikdash, and others. We may hear some others.
Mais vous, c'est vous.
Yisrael Shor. Let's hear him chanting, Av Horachamim, Hu Yirachem. Wow, he's pretty good, isn't he? Let's hear another composition of Israel Shor, Hate Elokai.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Time for one more selection of Israel Shore, and I want to take this opportunity to thank cantor Elliot Yavne for his suggesting that I play Shore, and for his help in the recordings of cantor Shore. Elliot, I don't know if you're listening, but many thanks. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, our last selection of Shore is Ribon Ha'olamim.
Karif kabana tomes be meyado hor Veli hiyo isku yani Yani me babo edo eso No revi yim be zvoch unom Be Yisruel be mamudom Be Yisruel be mamudom Be Yisruel
Yeah.
Via tu va voi noi sei no Corrop vei so amico Ora ve ora ve ora ora oi corrop vei so amico Ma voi noi sei no Corrop A voi noi sero, noi de curro peso micro, coro, coro, coro peso micro, o puta la tua mi. Vien lo anu a loi juei, e me vai du esse de loi lei, vive du juo noi vrai, su verbe ma muedoi, e ma muedoi. Beato, o morto, beato, o morto, pone salmo a porrim, pone salmo Corrin Unisalmo forim Unisalmo forim Fusem
Oh, my God.
Time flies so quickly when you're having a good time. We're listening to Yesla with Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael as our closing theme, so to speak. Well, that was Israel Shore. I hope you enjoyed listening to that. And again, Eliot Yavne, thank you so much. Now, obviously, most of you are listening to this on the archive, which means you're by your computer in your office. So just go to Google and put in Merkin Hall, M-E-R-K-I-N, Merkin Hall, and you'll get to the February 20th concert. You just click Purchase Tickets, select your seat, and there you are. So as I mentioned at the start of the hour, we're 40% sold, which is pretty good for 2 weeks before a concert. But there's still some good seats left, and again, I don't know if it'll be a sellout, but I think it'll be a nice crowd. Again, Yanky Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller, the new, it's called the Cantorial Trio. I can't tell you how excited I am about this this group. They're just so, so wonderful. And come back again next week. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. So I hope you have a good week, and shalom, everyone.